I wonder what your greatest concern is for your children or your grandchildren, or maybe you have nieces and nephews. What is your greatest concern for them? Is it for fame or popularity? Perhaps good health is the be-all and end-all. Maybe sport is their thing. Perhaps academic achievement is on our hearts for them. Or maybe we just say very generally, as long as they're happy. What is the greatest concern you have for your children? Is it those things? Or is it godliness? Maybe we never think about that. If this were a normal Sunday, I would have shown you something like this, and it would have worked us through 1 Samuel 2. God is so many things in this song. I could talk for hours about this. That's a mild threat. But it's a baptism Sunday this morning, and what we're going to do instead is prepare ourselves for that moment. We're going to baptize Jared and Hannah. And Hannah's namesake, I think, can tell us something about godliness in a much more efficient way than that. The first thing to spot here is Hannah's character. You can't have godly character without believing in God. Certainly, we can't pass godly family values or likeness to our children if we don't believe in God. And this is the function of the first question we're going to ask Yorick and Natasha today. Here it is. In presenting this child or these children for baptism, are you, Yorick and Natasha, affirming your belief in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? See how that's foundational? We start there for a reason. Often people think believing in God is an addition to their life. It's an add-on. It's an afterthought. It's perhaps something vague. You know, I kind of believe in something out there. It's so vague. We should know better. Belief must be more. And the first lesson Hannah teaches us is that she believes in God with everything she has. She goes to God again and again, and she prays from her heart and soul for a child. Here it is, back in chapter 1. You see that? Her heart is alive, her lips are moving, but no voice. It's her whole person, the inner being, the real Hannah, is desperately crying out. And her character shows again when she gives her son back to God. In the course of time, Hannah became pregnant, gave birth to a son, named him Samuel, because I asked the Lord for him. That's what his name means. She says to her husband, after the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always. She gives him back. Does that not strike you as rare? Unusual. And yet, the women of our Bibles do this again and again and again because they really believe. If you were here last week, you would have heard about Jochebed. That's Moses' mother. She puts him in the Nile. She entrusts him to the Lord, and then she gets him back. One example of many. Maybe think about your own children or your grandchildren this morning. Don't we thank God for their safe arrival? Aren't we blessed by them in so many ways? There's nothing like holding a baby. But do we go far enough? Do we burst into song to God when we think of the gift they are to us? Maybe not every day. Parenting's hard, right, Yorick? But in the big picture, and baptism helps us, we're trying to remember God. Every day, trying to remember God. Because remembering God is a big part of Hannah's character. Believing means she lives differently. And the lesson to us is actually a challenge. Do we believe like this? Is it all of me for all of him? Including the things that are most precious to me, my children. It's quite a question, isn't it? Baptism says Not that we've already done that, but baptism says we really want it to be that way. All of us for all of him. When Hannah thinks about God, she says wondrous things. There's joy and delight. You can see that there. She rejoices. There's no one like God. It's one of the many ways that God reverses things in Hannah's song. If I were to take you back to chapter 1, it might be worth seeing this. This is verse 8. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? See where she is? But look at her now. My heart rejoices in the Lord. A reversal. There are lots of reversals in Hannah's song. That's your homework. Go home and read them. What we would appreciate this morning is that these great reversals aren't just amazing, they are life-changing. They are transforming, just as children are. When you have children, everything changes, doesn't it? You feel different. You see the world differently. You know things that you didn't know before, almost by instinct. Nobody taught me how to change a nappy. And yet when the dreaded moment arrived, I seemed to know what to do. Where did that come from? It changed me. Every parent knows these things. But not every parent goes the one step further. They should think differently, yeah. But they should think differently about God. They should think more clearly about God. What's the big danger of parenthood? Do you know what it is? It's pride. The big danger of parenthood is not failure, it's pride. Hannah had prayed and prayed for this child, desperately pleaded for a son. How easy would it have been for her to get what she wanted and forget God? It would be so easy, it wouldn't have taken any effort at all. But she didn't forget. She believed in God, and so she sings and she dedicates her son to the Lord. In other words, she doesn't get distracted by the gift. She remains besotted with the giver. See the change? Do you see? Do you feel how that would change your whole day? I wonder if we hear that lesson. Do we feel it? Does it transform us in the best way into the best parents? Because all of a sudden, if you're with me, if you're still awake, we're moving from Hannah's character to God's character, and then we can't help but think about our character, right? So how do Yorick and Natasha turn baptismal vows into Christian parenting, parenting in the family likeness of God? How do we help them do that, the church family? Well, it's always the same, but it's always difficult. We look to the ultimate Son, Jesus Christ, because he makes this happen. We're almost there. Remarkably, Jesus is in Hannah's song. Jesus is in Hannah's song. You won't read the name Jesus in the verses of 1 Samuel 2, but he's there. Let me show you it. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Now, a wee bit of background here. You and I should know that in Hannah's day, there was no king. So who is she talking about? She doesn't identify who this is. She doesn't know exactly who God will make the king. That comes later. She's not even sure what raising him up or exalting him looks like, but she mentions a king. Who is she talking about? Well, if we look again and see what it really says, it might be a clue. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and raise the power of his Messiah. That's anointed one, Messiah. In other words, I'm going to take a leap and a jump there and say that Jesus is at the end of this prayer. The anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus at the end of all our prayers and promises, the ones we make for ourselves and the ones we make for our children. Now, if you're sitting this morning thinking, here, that's a bit thin. There's not much evidence for that. He's reaching, isn't he? then perhaps we can believe better when we hear another song. We've lit our Advent candle this morning. It's almost Christmas, dare I say it. And we will hear another song from another mother who would also give her son back to God. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Hannah's song anticipates Mary's song. And Hannah's son points us to Mary's son. They show us belief. We can see their faith. And baptism helps us see it as well.